Chapter 63. What was Elay doing there? Asked Sam, with a sharp glance. Got inside the gate by accident, perhaps? Why, Mr. Weller, replied Job, I don't mind telling you my little secrets, because, you know, we took such a fancy for each other when we first met. You recollect how pleasant we were that morning? Said Sam, impatiently. I remember. Well? Replied Job, speaking with great precision, and in the low tone of a man who communicates an important secret. In that house with the green gate, Mr. Weller, they keep a good many servants. So I should think, from the look on it, interposed Sam. Yes, continued Mr. Trotter, and one of them is a cook, who has saved up a little money, Mr. Weller, and is desirous, if she can establish herself in life, to open a little shop in the Chandlery way, you see. Mr. Weller. Well, sir, I met her at a chapel that I go to. A very neat little chapel in this town, Mr. Weller, where they sing the number 4 collection of hymns, which I generally carry about with me, in a little book, which you may perhaps have seen in my hand, and I got a little intimate with her, Mr. Weller, and from that, an acquaintance sprung up between us, and I may venture to say, Mr. Weller, that I am to be the chandler. And a very amiable chandler you'll make, replied Sam, eyeing Job with a side look of intense dislike. The great advantage of this, Mr. Weller, continued Job, his eyes filling with tears as he spoke, will be, that I shall be able to leave my present disgraceful service with that bad man, and to devote myself to a better and more virtuous life. More like the way in which I was brought up, Mr. Weller. You must have been very nicely brought up, said Sam. Oh, very, Mr. Weller, very, replied Job. At the recollection of the purity of his youthful days, Mr. Trotter pulled forth the pink handkerchief, and wept copiously. You must have been an uncommon nice boy, to go to school with, said Sam. I was, sir, replied Job, heaving a deep sigh. I was the idol of the place. Said Sam, I don't wonder at it. What a comfort you must have been to your blessed mother. At these words, Mr. Job Trotter inserted an end of the pink handkerchief into the corner of each eye, one after the other, and began to weep copiously. What's the matter with the man, said Sam, indignantly. Chelsea Waterworks is nothing to you. What are you melting with now? The consciousness of Willany? I cannot keep my feelings down, Mr. Weller, said Job, after a short pause. To think that my master should have suspected the conversation I had with yours, and so dragged me away in a postchaise, and after persuading the sweet young lady, to say she knew nothing of him, and bribing the schoolmistress to do the same, deserted her for a better speculation. Oh! Mr. Weller, it makes me shudder. That was the way, was it? Said Mr. Weller. To be sure it was, replied Job. Well, said Sam, as they had now arrived near the hotel, I want to have a little bit of talk with you, Job. So if you're not particular engaged, I should like to see you at the Great White Horse tonight, somewheres about 8 o'clock. I shall be sure to come, said Job. Yes, you'd better, replied Sam, with a very meaning look, or else I shall perhaps be asking arter you, at the other side of the green gate, and then I might cut you out, you know. I shall be sure to be with you, sir, said Mr. Trotter, and wringing Sam's hand with the utmost fervor, he walked away. Take care, Job Trotter, take care, said Sam, looking after him, or I shall be one too many for you this time. I shall, indeed. apostrophe have another this soliloquy, and looked after Job till he was to be seen no more. Mr. Weller made the best of his way to his master's bedroom. It's all in training, sir, apostrophe said Sam. What's in training, Sam? Apostrophe inquired Mr. Pickwick. I found them out, sir, apostrophe said Sam. Found out who? Apostrophe, that ear queer customer, and the meal and jolly chap with the black hair. Apostrophe, impossible, Sam. Apostrophe, said Mr. Pickwick, with the greatest energy. Where are they, Sam? Where are they? Apostrophe, hush, hush. Apostrophe, replied Mr. Weller, and as he assisted Mr. Pickwick to dress, he detailed the plan of action on which he proposed to enter. But when is this to be done, Sam? Apostrophe, inquired Mr. Pickwick. All in good time, sir, apostrophe, replied Sam. Whether it was done in good time, or not, will be seen hereafter. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.